producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Live, you of course can join us right here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The story that we were just doing a moment ago is about the Daimler truck, full on, like, I don't know if it's 18 wheels, but it's a big looking truck here, big old over the road truck kind of truck, is now autonomous. It is now able to drive on its own without a human even touching the wheel. Now, they are still requiring a human to sit behind the wheel for all of these tests, and it'll probably be a while before the human goes away. But I imagine there are a lot of professional drivers out there who are not too happy about this particular technological development. It is Ian and Rich Paul in the studio here with you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are a professional driver and you'd like to share your thoughts on the idea of your job's in jeopardy here. Because if this technology, or maybe I should say when, this technology matures to the point where it is able to handle all of the unexpecteds. Of course, as Rich, you pointed out, there are the unexpected unexpecteds. But when it's pretty darn good, when the automation systems of driving are better on average, there are fewer accidents caused by computers than there are by humans, then that'll be the time at which you're going to start to see professional drivers being cut out of the picture almost entirely.
I suspect that these trucks will remain expensive for quite a while. There's a great deal of sensory information in there.
Yep.
And that's something that a lot of people don't understand about wages, is it's not what is the value of the person doing the job, it's what is the value of the work being done. And so
there's huge value here. I mean,
there is huge value there, but there's also going to always be value to be added by having a human driver.
That's true.
In some cases,
at least in the foreseeable future.
Yeah. So I don't, I expect that there will, well, for example, you have trucks that go out and cement mixers going out to dispense concrete. You have machines that move trees. Mm-hmm. Okay. Those things it's going to be much longer before those things are automated because that's a niche market.
Yep, I can see that.
And it would be, and they're more complex tasks. The people who operate things like earth movers and that kind of thing are very skilled. So if the price of that kind of labor falls, what you would expect to see is more of it being done. Or more specialized work being done, where maybe some of the displaced truck drivers start operating construction machinery, and all of a sudden the cost of doing construction falls somewhat. So, the Luddites rioted in Paris with the introduction of the automated loom, and they said, oh, there are millions of textile workers who will be put out of work by this. Well, 50 years later, in the very, very short run, they were right for short periods of time. But what happened is after 50 years, instead of having two sets of clothing only, your average person had 7 or 8 full suits of clothing in their closet. And I'll bet if you look in your closet, you'll find a lot more than that. And what happened to the employment of textile workers? It grew.
Because of automation, making it cheaper to manufacture?
Yes, exactly. Automation made it cheaper to manufacture, therefore the social convention became you change your clothes every day because it's
But how did that give more textile
plan.
Workers a job if because the machines are replacing them?
Because although they weren't actually operating looms by hand, you still have to have the people who mind the machines.
Right.
Okay.
But not as many of them, you wouldn't think.
you need as many of them if you're creating, I mean, you know,
if there's seven
four times
machines,
as much okay. consumption. And keep in mind that there's a huge part of humanity that's barely consuming anything in India, in China, in Africa.
Yep.
You know,
they get a lot of hand-me-down clothes in those places.
Yeah. But that's room. If you built them textile mills, they would be able to use them to make clothes, and then they would have more clothes. Hmm. So you never come to the end. The only time you will run out of work in the world is when everybody agrees that everything is perfect.
Which is not going to happen.
I'm not, or nobody is willing to spend any money on changing anything.
Yeah.
So I think running out of work is a silly fear. It's not going to happen. Your job may change,
right.
But as long as the economy is growing faster than the population, people will always be getting richer, even on the lowest ends of society.
There's always some new goal. There's some new thing to reach for. There's new wealth out there that can be created with existing wealth. So, you know, whatever the product is that we currently have, or the products and the things that we have today, you can combine those or bring new ideas and combine the existing things, existing resources and products with new ideas and create new services and products and so on and so forth. So whenever there are things out there, there's somebody who's going to say, I can improve on that, or, you know, we can do this better or cheaper or whatever. And I agree with you. I don't think that we're ever going to see an end to new ideas.
Yeah, and keep in mind that whenever things get cheaper, that means that poor people can consume more. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, in the process of getting cheaper, some people may make less, but everybody can consume more if things are cheaper. Walmart is, to the extent that it's profitable, doing a boon for the American people according to their values.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, you can nitpick about some of Walmart's corporate policies, and there are some things in there that I'm not necessarily a fan of. But overall, I agree with you, Rich. They are doing amazing work driving down the price of goods in general.
Yeah, and one of my hats, I've got a lot of hats, is executive director of the Union of Unemployed People. Mm-hmm. And speaking on behalf of unemployed people to the extent that I do, which maybe not at all, I would say I would far rather see...
You're unemployed, you count.
It's, yeah. Well, more or less, you know, I make $2 an hour when I'm on the air because I have patrons, and if you want to increase
Excellent.
That, you can go to patreon.com/FriarRich. Thanks for the
That's
opening,
cool.
Marion.
Patreon. I was checking into that recently. It's a cool idea.
But the Union of Unemployed People technically represents or attempts to represent people who are unemployed, people who fear they may become unemployed due to regulatory increases, and people who operate small businesses and want to employ people. So just about everybody has a space. But I would rather see many, many more low-paying jobs than see just a few more high-paying jobs. The people who are really starving should be able to do something for themselves quickly, and we can worry about low wages when everybody has a job.
Yeah, and I'd also like to see less or fewer jobs and more entrepreneurialism. I'd like to see people be able to start their own business without having to beg the government for permission, which is, of course, what keeps a lot of unemployed people and poor people out of creating their own business because it's so expensive, and the regulatory burdens and, you know, startup costs that are forced on businesses by the regulations basically keep all poor people away from creating their own wealth for themselves, and that's real tragic.
Which keeps average profits relatively high because all of
for
those
the businessmen
barriers,
who are in business.
All of those, the purpose of high profits is for other businessmen to see that you're making high profits and go into your business and compete with you. Okay? To the extent that there are regulatory barriers to that happening, to their exploiting that opportunity, they are not liquidating that opportunity by reducing prices. And cheap labor is the ultimate entrepreneurial opportunity, and people should be exploiting it and liquidating it.
So I think that might tie us in here to the story from PanAmPost.com. I think you're going to like, Rich, about Austrian economics and Venezuela's socialist disaster. They say the socialist disaster in Venezuela has proved that Austrian economics is right yet again.
Told you so.
855-450-FREE is our number. This is Free Talk Live.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here. It's Free. Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And you can get yourself protected on the Internet by signing up for ProXPN. If you care about privacy, you really need to go check out ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, so your own Internet service provider, they won't know what you're doing online anymore when you use ProXPN. And you can use it with Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. So pretty much whatever operating system you're using, they can get you can get ProXPN working for you, and it's super easy. Just go to ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, and you'll save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy their annual account with code FTL50. Now, that gets the price down to less than $5 per month, which is pretty great. But if you want an even bigger discount, then pay with Bitcoin at ProXPN.com/AMP. Now, you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program. That's the way that you can send some money into Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations and bring new people to the ideas of freedom. Well, ProXPN supports Liberty, so they came up with an idea to help support the AMP program and give you a huge discount on their service. ProXPN.com/AMP. Pay with Bitcoin through that link. You'll get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin. That's an incredible price for an amazing privacy service. And $5 of your purchase will go to the AMP program. So you get great service from ProXPN, you get an amazing price, and the AMP program benefits when you go through proxpn.com/AMP. Now, again, if you don't have Bitcoin yet, you can still use the regular 50% off discount code, code FTL50, at proxpn.com/AMP. As we continue here, of course, you're invited to join us, talk about whatever's on your mind. But, you know, I'm fascinated by Venezuela, Rich. I think you've been on at least once or twice.
It's like a train wreck.
It is.
You can't look away no matter how hard you try.
It's terrifying as well in a lot of ways for the poor people that are there and having to go through this. Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of them do not want to be going through this, but they're poor, too poor to do anything else. They're too poor to leave, you know?
Imagine if the government would just get out of the way and let them trade in Bitcoin, because the big thing they're dealing with there is inflation. And I know I just saw a headline very recently that said the Venezuelan government was working very hard to keep Bitcoin out of there, specifically because it would provide a stable currency, which they can't do.
Right.
And so they're like a spurned lover saying, well, if I can't have you, no one will. You know?
I actually have that story.
They've failed miserably at providing a currency, and we can do it for free, and they won't let us. That's how much governments love their people.
So I have a story about that, and it's a little old. It's funny that you mention it, because I literally had it pulled up here on my screen, and you couldn't have known that. But it's actually from back in January. Now, maybe there's a more updated version, but the claim here is that CANTV, CANTV, Venezuela's state-owned and largest Internet service provider, has blocked, as of January, many Bitcoin-related domain names, websites, and mining pools, according to a report on Reddit. Now, maybe this is, you know, how verified this has been since then, I don't know. If you know more, you can call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. But big sites like blockchain.info, Coinbase.com have been blocked by the state-run ISP there in Venezuela. And so it's pretty clear that, you know, they see competition from Bitcoin, and they know that Bitcoin is a way for people to protect their wealth to some extent. Yes, it's volatile. Bitcoin, you know, you don't know what's going to do from day to day, but it sure as hell isn't going to lose the value that Venezuela's currency is losing.
Yeah, Venezuela is in the midst of what Ludwig von Mises called the crack-up boom. And the crack-up boom is the bankruptcy of a fiat money government. Remember that a fiat money government can never go bankrupt in the sense that a business does, because they can't run out of money.
They can keep
always print more.
Right.
But when the value of that money reaches zero, they're bankrupt because they can print all the money they want and nobody wants it.
Well, right. Once people stop using it, if they can, they can find an alternative, even if it's, you know, seashells or whatever, anything else besides that money, then that's the end.
Yeah, and seashells lack intrinsic value either in the commodity sense, like gold, or in the service sense, like Bitcoin. The value of Bitcoin is backed by the service that Bitcoin provides.
Yes.
Seashells are backed by their value if glued to a kindergartner's sand painting.
All I'm saying is a seashell at some point will become more valuable than a bolivar in Venezuela.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I wouldn't be surprised if it cost a couple of bolivar to buy a seashell now in Venezuela, especially if you get a pretty one on the beach.
I love the story about the bolivar. I mean, it's horrible for the people that have to use it, but I don't know, like a decade ago, they came out with the strong bolivar. I don't know if you heard about that, Rich. So they had the bolivar originally, and then they made the strong bolivar, which was worth one strong bolivar is worth 10 regular bolivars.
Oh, really? So that was probably their first inflationary collapse. Yeah, governments will do that. If your government starts offering new currencies, you know they're in deep trouble.
And that's just they're just playing games. I mean, do they think people can't figure that out?
Well, you know, people haven't for hundreds and hundreds of years. Adam Smith wrote that when a government's debt reaches a certain level, it is never actually paid. It is either forgiven, or they make what he called pretended payment. And what he meant by that is paying in debased currency.
Sure.
And that's exactly, it was very difficult back in the day to debase currency because you actually had to melt down the gold coins and you had to mix a base metal with it and reform it into coins. Or you could clip the edges or acid soak them, although that was more of a street thing to do than a government thing to do. It was done from time to time. And then you have to do another thing. You have to introduce doublethink, and you have to require the people to take the adulterated coin as if it was a true coin. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that law is passed, you'll know it because Gresham's law takes effect, and good money, bad money drives out good.
That's where people, if somebody has the choice to spend crappy money or real money, like, you know, let's say gold, silver, or Bitcoin, they'll choose the crappy money because why would you not want to hold the other stuff?
If it's at the same nominal value, imagine having two gold coins of different quality and you can trade either one for goods. You're going to trade the lower quality coin.
It's exactly
the same way with other currency.
So fascinating stuff going on in Venezuela. We're going to talk about how it is that it proves, according to PanAmPost.com's Andrea Garcia, that Austrian economics is right. And we'll get into that. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Skype. Skype on in here to the show. And you can join the discussion. Bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and of course you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Story from PanAmPost.com about the most interesting, in a bad way, country on Earth right now, at least to me. I would say maybe it's a toss-up between Venezuela and North Korea, although Venezuela we know more about because it's a more of an open society than North Korea.
To me, it's Russia and Syria right now.
Oh, really?
I believe it's Syria because that having U.S. troops and Russian troops in close proximity to each other, actually engaged in combat, raises the danger of, I don't want to call it friendly fire because they're not really friendly with each other, but people you don't really want to start a fight with fire. Mm-hmm. sparking off a conflict between the two countries. And I would suggest that, you know, if you're an America firster, that what you should say is, if you believe in what's good for America, then what you should say is, let Russia pay for the morass in the Middle East for a while if they want to. And, you know, if we have to go with domestic oil, that's great, because we can frack it at a pretty reasonable price.
Well, you know, that would be nice, but I don't expect they're going to do that, right? Because
no, they're not going to do that. They want to fight for every scrap of power.
Yep, absolutely. And they certainly want to keep their military-industrial complex busy with all manner of manufacturing and sending taxpayer dollars to those folks as well.
Yeah.
September 29th, 2015, marked Ludwig von Mises' 134th birthday. Although the Austrian-born economist passed away 42 years ago, his message remains more relevant than ever. He is widely regarded as one of the main stalwarts of the so-called Austrian School of Economics, but his philosophy and legacy go far beyond this field of study. Mises was one of the 20th century's most prominent opponents of socialism. He dedicated his life to proving that it was scientifically impossible. As a professor and intellectual, he opposed socialism in the classroom and in books, while at the same time fighting for Austrian independence, as Alfred Sonnenfeld wrote in his biography. However, Venezuelans who are suffering from socialist policies today can confirm his theories as fact, and recent events demonstrate the extent of our country's decay. So this is written from someone who's in Venezuela. This is Andrea Rondon Garcia, who's writing for PanAmPost.com. Adding to the constant attacks on freedom of speech in Venezuela, the Venezuelan National Telecommunications Commission, sounds like their equivalent of the FCC, sent journalist Cesar Miguel Rondon a letter, not a formal notice, as it is legally required, criticizing him for allegedly being too soft on an interviewee. Rondon, one of the Venezuelan regime's most outspoken critics, interviewed the mayor of Cúcuta, Colombia, Donamaris Ramirez, who lashed out against the Maduro administration for keeping the Colombia-Venezuela border closed since August. So they're cracking down on the media to some extent in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And as we had pointed out, or as we discussed in our most recent talk about Venezuela, the president there, Maduro, has been basically rattling the saber with, I think it's French Guiana and their other next-door neighbor, mm-hmm. Colombia. And they've been essentially building up troops. They've closed down the border. Anybody that crosses is being shot at, and it's pretty awful.
There are so many moral lessons in what's going on in Venezuela, and the price for those lessons, the tuition, is being paid in blood. So I hope that the world will sit up and take notice of what's going on there. Another illustration is when you try to impose economic unreality through socialism on a population, they will start smuggling things back and forth from their neighbors.
Mm-hmm. That's happening.
You absolutely have to stop that if you want to keep them in your dream world, because you can't afford to make the whole world a dream world. You can only impose economic unreality over a very small area. And as a result of that, you're going to have more border conflicts. You're going to have nationals from both sides smuggling, which leads to nationals from both sides getting shot.
Yep.
And when Venezuela starts killing Colombians, then the Colombian government gets upset. And this sort of thing leads to war. You cannot wall off your economy from the rest of the world, no matter how badly you want to.
Well, this is, some are suspecting that a lot of the saber rattling on the part of Maduro in Venezuela has to do with distracting the people in Venezuela and trying to, you know, get them all rallying behind the troops, the sort of nationalist fervor to distract them away from the fact that they're starving in some cases.
Yeah, we've always been at war with Eurasia, you know.
Violence everywhere, says Pan Am Post. While government officials claim gun control legislation in the country has been successful, a grenade attack wounded six local police officers and four civilians in Baruta on Sunday, September 27th. the free-falling bolivar. When Hugo Chavez took office in 1999, the Venezuelan bolivar traded at 0.5 bolivars against the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, the black market exchange rate borders 830 bolivars per dollar, plunging almost 400% since early 2015. And a month or two ago, it was at 600-something per dollar. Before that, it was 500. Mm-hmm. So it's
going
up.
Do you know what the exchange rate is officially?
Yes, the official exchange rate is, I think, currently set at 6.3 bolivars per dollar.
6.3, but the black market is
800-something now.
800?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically you can take 6 bolivar and turn it into 800 bolivar by buying dollars from the government.
If they would sell them to you, but they won't.
But they won't actually sell them to you. And that's the problem with I talked about market unreality being involved. That's the thing, is your prices become lies. Okay? A price is not a price unless somebody stands willing to sell.
Right, and they're willing to sell on the black market. The legitimate business people aren't willing to bring in products because they are being paid in at the official exchange rate. So this is one of the reasons why toilet paper doesn't exist very much at all in Venezuela, besides what comes into the black market.
They use the money, I think.
Probably at this point. somebody who has a pallet full of toilet paper isn't, you know, a legitimate, you know, Charmin or whoever's distributing Charmin in South America isn't going to come to Venezuela because they can't get paid in anything except for bolivars at the official exchange rate, and that's not worth a hill of beans. So they're going to go to Colombia
or a pallet of toilet paper.
Yeah, they're going to go to any other place where they can actually get paid in dollars, or they can get paid in something else that they can convert to dollars at a decent exchange rate. They're going to do business where they can do business, and that's why you've got people smuggling things out of Venezuela. One of the reasons is because if you find toilet paper, you can actually smuggle it out of Venezuela and then get someone to pay for it regular market rates out in Colombia in dollars, bring the dollars back into Venezuela, and then live fairly well. If you can get dollars.
It's like watching Atlas Shrugged play out. And you know that helpless feeling? Have you read it?
I haven't.
No. Oh, God, it's a great book. And you have this helpless feeling as you watch the government drive the economy into the dirt. And that's in a novel. It's even more painful when you watch it happen to real people, because real people are suffering and real people are dying as a result of this.
People are being robbed. Trucks with food on it are being waylaid. It's a scary, scary situation. And
with gun control, if you're small, God help you, because guns are the great equalizer. That's what give little old ladies a fighting chance.
Well, the government still have plenty of guns in Venezuela. Our toll-free number here, there's more from
the
story.
Take theirs, Venezuelans. Take their guns.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More from this story, and your thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And, of course, you can join us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. We're talking about Venezuela and the story from PanAmPost.com written from someone in Venezuela, Andrea Garcia, who is pointing out that Venezuela's socialist disaster is proving Austrian economics right yet again. And they're talking about the free-falling Bolivar and how it is just not doing very well at all. In fact, the black market exchange rate is now at around 830 bolivars per dollar. As of the last time we were talking about the exchange rate for the bolivar a few weeks ago, it was 600-something. Prior to that, it was 500. It has gone through quite a bit of inflation. Some would say it's definitely in the hyperinflation phase at this point in Venezuela. One of the articles we had shared previously on this topic, a guy tried to he calculated the cost of making a sandwich. A particular kind of sandwich that you find in Venezuela. I don't remember what it was called, but you know, he calculated the cost of the bread and whatever else went into the sandwich, and then a week later he did the same calculations. The price had doubled in 1 week's time.
Oh my God. See, if prices double in a year, that's technically hyperinflation.
Yeah.
As I understand it, so they are way into hyperinflation territory, as I understand it. If you take that to be their overall inflation rate, and it's probably a pretty good moral inflation rate, but the official inflation rate, usually they lie about those numbers, and they manipulate those things a great deal.
I believe they stopped actually reporting those numbers at the beginning of this year. That's usually a bad sign.
Yeah, that's like acknowledgement of defeat. Yeah. If the job of a central bank is to head off inflation, and keep in mind that if the job of a central bank is to head off inflation, then ours has failed every single year of its existence. But that's just admitting defeat if you just stop publishing the numbers. I won't even tell you anymore how badly I am doing my job, because I'm that embarrassed about it. So take that as your answer.
To have a sense of Venezuela's runaway inflation, consider that the highest denomination bill available, 100 bolivars, buys just 9.4% of what it did back in 2007. Capital and price controls are driving the national currency into the ground, and the government knows it. It's been months since the Venezuelan Central Bank last released the official consumer price index.
Okay, that article needed an edit. He didn't need to tell you the largest size, the size of the largest bill to give you a percentage. Every bill burns by that same percentage.
Mises warned of the destructive forces behind these events in his book Socialism, saying, quote, "The socialist community is a great authoritarian association in which orders are issued and obeyed. This is what is implied by the words planned economy and the abolition of the anarchy of production. The inner structure of a socialist community is best understood if we compare it with the inner structure of an army. Many socialists indeed prefer to speak of the army of labor. As in an army, so under socialism, everything depends on the orders of the supreme authority." Unquote. Since 2003, the Venezuelan government has pushed central economic planning as its fundamental policy. Chavistas have imposed price and exchange controls, ignored property rights, expropriated businesses, and destroyed the private sector's productive capacity. When economic liberties are compromised, political and civil liberties go with them. The blatant threat against Cesar Miguel Rondon demonstrates how low the government has sunk in its attack on freedom of speech. And we'll talk to you more about this in a moment. Rick is on the line with, or he was, and he just dropped off. "Every day it's harder for public opinion in Venezuela to monitor the government. The few independent outlets that dare to criticize officials have, as you might have expected, become under attack. This was inevitable, as Mises put it. Corruption is an evil inherent in every government, not controlled by a watchful public opinion. In the wake of these events, our dictator Nicolas Maduro flaunts his grip on power. However, Venezuelans must remember Mises' personal motto, do not give in to evil. Old and new liberal institutions like CEDICE Libertad and the Ludwig von Mises Institute in Venezuela are planning on keeping up the good fight."
Ludwig von Mises' full motto actually was never give in to evil, strive ever more boldly against it, or words to those effect. They abbreviated him.
I'd say that we're doing our best on that front here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. There's a lot of striving towards freedom here.
It is the boldest striving toward libertarianism that I have seen in my life, and I've been a libertarian since my first vote for a Libertarian Party candidate was in 1996 for Harry Brown.
Yeah, nice.
4 years before that, I'm sorry to say, I apologize, I voted for Clinton. Although then again, I mean, W and Obama have kind of made me long for even the Clinton era.
He was very small government in comparison to George Bush.
Oh, yeah. It's grown every single administration. If we didn't need all this stuff 200 years ago, why do we need it now? If we didn't need it 100 years ago, why do we need it now? The economy was working great until the introduction of the Federal Reserve. Americans were getting richer and richer and richer.
Yeah, and that's when they started to debase the currency.
Exactly.
Right?
Inflation is the greatest way for a government to create poverty and to create a gap between the rich and the poor, because poor people store their money in cash and rich people store their money in real estate, in stock, in commodities, in things that float on top of inflation. So every time you print another dollar, you have to know that you are robbing from the poor and you are giving to the rich. And if you, and the primary explanation for the gap between rich and poor, I believe, comes from the monetary debasement that has been going on and corporate welfare.
Yeah, I'd say there's a strong argument for that. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here's an absurd related story from Venezuela. This published within the last week over at also the same website, panampost.com. The governor of the Venezuelan state of Bolivar has some advice for dealing with the widespread shortage of food across the country. Can't find eggs at your local Venezuelan grocery store? Why not try fried rocks instead? Governor, this is ridiculous. Governor Francisco Rangel said...
Well, that may be some very deep sarcasm. You know, I can let them fry rocks.
He says on his radio show on Tuesday, September 29th, that the Venezuelan people should not, quote, yield to temptation, unquote, or worry about being able to find a pack of flour or sardines to buy amid shortages. Quote, let them take away whatever they want. We are capable of eating a stick, or instead of frying two eggs, fry two rocks, and we will eat fried rocks. But no one can beat us. I'm pretty sure this isn't The Onion. I think this is legit. Rangel referred to the so-called economic war and the induced inflation that he and other ruling party leaders claim is being caused by the opposition. Now that the prices are sky high, we need to fight against this together. Let them not feel like they have beaten us, he said.
We'll teach those laws of economics. It's only a flesh wound. Put your arms off. It's only a flesh wound.
According to Andres Bello, Catholic University, the cost of basic food needs for an average family in Ciudad Guiana, Bolivar, increased by 18.79% in just the month of August. Now, if you think about that for a moment, imagine your cost of food going up by nearly 20% in 1 month's time. A lot of people they're having a tough time putting food on their family's plates, not just in Venezuela, but in the U.S. and in other places. I mean, if your budget is tight, then food's one of the things that you can only cut back on so much. Right. And now your cost just increased by nearly 20% in a month. That's a huge hit to anybody that is trying to feed a family.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're learning that to some extent here. The McDonald's dollar menu is mostly up to $1.50.
Is that right?
Have you noticed that?
I don't shop there, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, I go every once in a while, and, you know, the cup of iced tea that they used to charge $1 for years and years and years, and you don't want to change the prices on your dollar menu.
Nope.
You have to be under extreme stress to do that.
Well, yeah,
you can only... $1.79 now, so that's 79% increase in the price of iced tea.
And you can only whittle down the amount so much, right? Like, you can only cut the size of the cup so many times before people start to notice that. So, yeah, they have to raise the price.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.